I like Kentucky. You know why? Because you're not really north, you're not really south, you're not really east, you're not really west. The people here are really nice, and you've experienced a lot of things, kind of in the middle. Now, everywhere I go, people speak a little bit differently, and I never know exactly what it is. Sometimes it's just pronunciation. Some people say envelope, some people say envelope. Some people say aunt, some people say aunt. Some people say root, some people say route. What do you say, root or route? Root, route, roof or roof? Okay, grocery bag, grocery sack. Bag, okay. Here's a big one everywhere I go, right down the middle. Pop or soda? Soda, pop, Coke. Somebody said Coke. I was just down in Houston. Everything is Coke there. You want a Coke? Yeah. What kind? Sprite.
Welcome to Prayer in the Air.
88.9 FM. A community service of Heineman Funeral Services, Danny Terry, Funeral Director, and the Mountain Memory Garden Cemetery in Heineman, Kentucky.
Part of our ongoing commitment to provide a caring environment for you and your loved ones.
Welcome back to another segment of Prayer in the Air. On the phone with me is Danny Terry, a wonderful, caring gentleman who's proudly served Knott County and the Eastern Kentucky area for quite a few years. Welcome to the show, Danny.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
You're the owner of several facilities here in Heineman, right?
The owner and proprietor of Heineman Funeral Services in Heineman, Kentucky, and manager and president of Mountain Memory Garden and president of Bethel Memorial Mausoleums.
I hear you've dedicated much of your life to this. Is that right?
Yes, it is. I've been blessed to be here 43 years in the funeral business here in Knott County. And I just started washing cars for the old Heineman Funeral Home back in June of 1967. And I grew from the basement to a new state-of-the-art building here in Heineman in 1980.
What sets Heineman Funeral Services apart from other funeral homes?
Well, we've just been here a long time, and our families come first. It's not about price. It's not about location. It's about how we take care of families. The poorest of poor and the richest of rich, and from the simple country folks to congressmen, and the poor get the same dignified service as the rich do.
Would you describe the Mountain Memory Garden Cemetery?
When they notice, when they pull up, is the beauty of the hillside. It's all pretty grass, and they notice the beautiful monuments and how well the cemetery is maintained. The family estate, family mausoleum, that's work that we've managed to put together in the last 10 years there. That's just kind of unbelievable that it could happen here in a little place like Heineman, Kentucky.
Do you schedule special events for the holidays?
Well, yeah. Matter of fact, every Christmas we have a candle lighting ceremony at the cemetery, hoping to see this grow into a sunrise Easter service at the cemetery each Easter Sunday. That's something I have projected in the future.
Are you planning anything special for our U.S. veterans?
Yes, in the mausoleum, we are going to have a veteran wall. Every veteran that served our country that's born and raised and are born here in Knott County or from Knott County, we will put their name in bronze on the veteran's wall. And yeah, we're proud of that. Still alive or a fallen hero, their name will be on the wall. The fallen heroes will have a star after their name.
When a family loses a loved one, who do they call?
We're here 24 hours a day. If they had need situation, I generally meet with all families personally. At times, and well, right now I'm not meeting with one because I'm talking to you, but the associate who's been with me about 35 years is handling that. One advantage of the at-need situation is they're coming to a man that knows what's going on. Been here a long time with a load of experience. My staff has been with me a long time. And we will sit down with you, with our families at the at-need situation, and listen to what they have to talk about. We generally do everything they want to do, and we take it from there. They don't have to go any further. We contact the ministers. We contact the singers. We contact the musicians, and we contact everything. We take care of the grave site for them, even if they're not in Mountain Memory Gardens. We dig their grave for them. And at the end of every funeral, if the family doesn't mind, I furnish a family meal. After the service is over and the cemetery's committal service is done, I furnish a family meal. But that's something that I've been doing for about 10 years. It's went over well, and people kind of look forward to it. I generally provide enough to feed about 30 people.
This may be an obvious question, but for our listeners abroad, do you serve famous Kentucky Fried Chicken?
This is Kentucky Fried Chicken, but it's not done by Harlan Sanders, okay?
You mentioned at-need situations, but families should consider purchasing their own funeral arrangements pre-need, right?
Most people feel deeply in their heart that everybody's going to die except them. And that's the reason that everybody does it. You know what I mean?
So, for the family, having pre-need can significantly reduce the stress after the death of a loved one.
That's exactly right. It relieves the family of financial stress. I remember several occasions where families argue over what cemetery to bury someone in, or what minister to use, or what type of casket, or what type of economics they want to use. So if it's pre-need and person sets that in concrete, what they do want is nothing to guess at.
Danny, your reputation in this area is very well established. What's your secret to success?
We've never turned anybody away for lack of money.
That is incredible. This sounds more like a ministry.
It is a ministry to be able to serve people and to be privileged to be there to comfort them and to know Jesus.
How would you like to be remembered in your final hour?
I would like to be remembered when I'm gone for people to be able to say that Danny Terry was a good man. That's enough.
We'd like to thank Danny Terry, owner of Hindman Funeral Services and Mountain Memory Garden Cemetery.
If at any time you want to question or talk to me about some of our services, feel free to give us a call or come by.
We'll be back with more after this.
To learn more about Prayer in the Air, download a free copy of today's broadcast or link to today's guest speakers. Log on to prayerintheair.net. Welcome to Prayer in the Air.
88.9 FM, a community service of Hindman Funeral Services.
Part of our ongoing commitment to provide a caring environment for you and your loved ones.
Families should consider purchasing their own funeral arrangements pre-need, right?
Most people feel deeply in their heart that everybody's going to die except them. And that's the reason that everybody does it. You know what I mean?
What you do, you really don't do for yourself. You do for others. You do it for your spouse. Your children get the spinoff benefit of that, or even your grandchildren. Everything you do saves them having to do the same thing at a much more difficult and much more emotional
Absolutely.
Time.
Making arrangements ahead of time is an incredible gift to a family. Not only does it relieve them of having to make decisions at a time when they're feeling extremely upset, but it also prevents a lot of potential family conflict.
One of the nicest gifts we can leave for our loved ones after we're gone is for them not to have to make our funeral arrangements. Stop in today while you're here and ask us to explain all the many benefits of ordering your arrangements pre-need. We have an excellent pre-need package with affordable financing options. Lock in today's pricing, not tomorrow's worry. Leave nothing for your family to deal with in their time of sorrow. When you stop in, also ask how you can post a touching memorial tribute to your loved one right here on this program. Lift their name and memory up in prayer 24 hours a day, right here where it can mean the most. ask for a memorial tribute only at participating Prayer in the Air locations or log on to prayerintheair.net.